Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. As joining us now on the line is the head girls basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Zach Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So as we look at your team coming into this 2025-26 season, definitely last year, a very young team for your first year at the helm for Eagle Grove. Have a lot of freshmen contributing, a number of sophomores, as well as a couple upperclassmen contributing as well. When you look at the work that this group has put in from the end of last year to now going into the first day of practice today, just what are some things that have impressed you and have stood out to you about the work this group has put in the offseason?
Really, from the end of the season last year, we took some time off. I let the girls kind of relax a little bit. This summer, we kind of hit it again, got in there for camp. And, they came in and didn't skip a beat. We went down and had a good camp at DMAC. And really, that first day of camp, we threw a lot of offense, everything at them, and they remembered everything from last year. Everybody knew their job. So they came in, they're locked in, they're ready to go, and they're having fun doing it. That's the best thing about this group of girls. Is they all like each other and they have fun playing ball.
And this is a group that a year ago was pretty guard-heavy. When you look at the backcourt, a lot of those pieces are back. Obviously, Tatum Edwards as a freshman showed all kinds of potential and what she can do. Definitely is a scorer of the basketball. And other athletes like an Ellie Lenning, Salem Willard, as well as Natty Pamperin, they showed flashes throughout the year of the potential that they have in terms of leading this backcourt. And when you look at the backcourt here in terms of a whole perspective of those that could help out at the varsity level this year, what are some things that maybe you're looking to see from the backcourt coming into this year, or things that you are seeing from this backcourt so far?
First of all, with our backcourt, we have to be able to take care of the ball. That was a big issue for us last year. We were playing too fast. We were in a hurry. We were just throwing the ball everywhere. We had a lot of travel, just moving too quick without making a decision. And with them all being freshmen last year, getting used to that, the speed of the game, especially against a Garrigan, a Forest City, Lake Mills, a lot of those teams that have a lot of good guard play. And so we have to be able to kind of relax, slow down a little bit, and just play basketball, and just handle the ball, good passes, and look to facilitate a lot more. We got in trouble last year a lot with trying to get to the rim and turning it over when we had shooters out on the outside. Our assists were way down. So that's one thing we've really kind of preached to them, is we have to be able to drive and kick, suck those defenders in, and hit your shooters.
And looking at the front court, that is actually an area where you do have to replace some production with Maya Edwards graduating as some of them was a constant down low in the post for your team last year. You bring back a Kendra Schild, who obviously played some big minutes for your team in that front court. Holly Anderson, somebody that can play a guard and a forward spot, kind of a combo of those two positions as well. Ren Ettinger is back as an upperclassman now for this team. When you look at the front court and the starters and the depth that you're seeing in the front court, what are some things that have stood out about what they can bring to the table this year?
Really a lot of it's been our rebounding with them. So we've seen at open gyms and throughout the summer. Kendra, she's got a good body size. She gets up there and she can rebound the ball really well. Rin coming in, she'll do a great job too. They just got to be strong with it and want the ball. Holly, that's one of her big things. And it was the same with Maya. Like you said, we lost her as our only senior last year. She wanted that ball, and she'd go get it. She'd jump for it and get that. She'd high point that ball, and that's something that we've kind of worked on and talked to the girls. We got to go get it at its highest point. You got to put a body on somebody, get them out of there, and we have to be the more physical team down low in order for us to be successful down there.
And as we take a look at the schedule here to open up the season, you guys have a scrimmage coming up a week from tomorrow with Iowa Falls Alden. That is an Chief scrimmage at Eagle Grove Elementary at 6 o'clock. You then have the Iowa Central Jamboree coming up that Friday on the 21st. We'll take on Manson Northwest Webster. Then after Thanksgiving, you guys hit the ground running. You host Clearing Goldfield Dows on the 1st of December. You're at Forest City on the 2nd. And that Friday, you're hosting a West Hancock program that has been pretty good over the last couple of years. So when you look at the schedule in terms of the scrimmages and then the games to open up the regular season, you know, what are some points of emphasis for your team that you and the staff want to see here through the first the first couple weeks once gameplay gets underway?
Yeah, the scrimmages, you know, I was working with Coach Collison on that. We did it last year over at Iowa Falls, and it's just a great opportunity for us to get out and kind of work together. It's like, hey, we're going to work on this a little bit. Will you guys do this? It'll give us different things that we can work on. And that jamboree is always fun, going over there and playing a half. Really, as soon as we start regular season play with Clary and then at Forest City and then West Hancock, the biggest thing we have to do is we have to just go compete. We can't think too much. We just have to go play ball like we know how to play. We need to get in the passing lanes. We need to get in transition, because when you talk about a Tatum Edwards, Ellie Lenning, Micah Anderson, we're fast. We have fast girls, and we need to use that to our advantage with getting some of those tip passes, getting those long rebounds and kickouts and just going. So it's nice to get in Addie Pamperin back too. I lost her during game 6 last year against Lake Mills with an ankle for the year, and she's a big contributor for our team. So I think once we get that, we talked about the guard play a little bit, once we get that backcourt back together and let them start running their stuff, I think it'll be a lot better for us. And, like I said, we're a super young team. We only have one senior again. So these first, 6-8 games is really going to set the tone for our season. And there's some winnable games in there. We just need to come out and take advantage of it. And, you see Forest City early. That's going to be a tough one. We know that. I just want to see us go compete each and every night.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here when the regular season gets underway.
All righty. Appreciate it, Quinn. Thank you.
Yep, that was Zach Whipple, the head girls basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We wrap things up with Rolling Story Girls coach Craig Chapman next here on 95.7 FM.